Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Angels Network with reader Tasha Harris on Greater Good Ministries Radio. Join Tasha every Friday at 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific for an hour of psychic chat, motivational tools for your spiritual toolbox, and inspiration every week. May your angels bless and guide you always. And now, here's Tasha.
Hello, 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 everyone. How are you this gorgeous Friday afternoon? Well, at least it's here right now. Nice to come to you on a cool, brisk, it couldn't be 70 degrees out. Nice breeze, sun is shining, birds are singing, as you can hear in the background. And I'm just hoping that this helps to elevate your vibration to a higher level. You know, it's Friday. You all are at work or off work by now, getting off work, and just needing to relax, slow it down. Even if you have to go home to kids, I'm sure that's a different vibration to you than being at work. You know what I mean? So let's just all take time, you know, slow it down, start to unwind, change your thoughts, change your perception of how you see things wherever you are right now. Right now, let's just take time to think about something positive. Just kick that icky old thought out of your head. Just kick it out. Go on, boot it out. Poof. Poof, be gone. Now let's insert a fun memory at the beach or at the lake where you saw those cute little baby ducks. Or if you're like me, like roller coasters, you know, even backwards roller coasters. I love roller coasters. And that's probably why I am, well, as healthy as I am. I firmly believe that vibration does something to all of our chromosomes, our spirit, our body, our mindset. It just jiggles things around a little bit and helps us settle in to our spirit, you know? So in settling down into our spirit, I'd like to discuss a topic that's near and dear to my heart right now. As one of my friends is having a challenging time, you know, with her granny, we assume about to cross over. No, I don't call it dead because I don't think we die. Energy doesn't die. You just morph into something else, or your spirit just leaves your body. And your spirit goes to the spirit world, wherever you think that might be. But in any case, it got me to thinking, you know, my mom, she's getting up there, and all my life I have been very close to my mother, you know. I was just one of those kids who I thought nothing of calling my mother every single day of my life, talking for 5-10 hours about stuff, you know. And I realize a lot of people aren't the same, you know, though we all could be at our choosing, no matter what relationship you have with your parents. We all could just choose to get along, just like your neighbor, just like grandma, grandpa, auntie, uncle, the dog, the cat, the elephant. We could all just get along. If you choose to, let your life and your light be easy. You know, it's just a choice. So now that I am older and have settled into the acceptance that any day, you know, my mom could pass, you know. My dad passed. I think I took it pretty well as a human being, other than I just wish I knew him better, but he's on the other side now, and we talk all the time. So it is greater later, you know? It really is. It's greater later. and I know a lot of people can't wrap their mind around that, but maybe one day you can. But for right now, let's just try to find some peace and solitude in just being who you are and accepting who you are right now in this space. Just accept who and what you are, the choices you chose, the lessons you already chose to learn, whether you remember that without skin or not, you know? Let's just choose to be in this moment, be in your skin, be the you that you already chose to be, you know? And when mom and dad and husband and kids and, you know, cross over and it's challenging for us humans to not be, you know, greedy and need grandma to stay around a little longer. Don't get mad at me for thinking of it that way. That's just how I think of it. You could think of it however you want, but to me it's terribly selfish to see someone in pain and want them to stay here a little longer in pain and agony and misery and hardship of any kind. You know, I wouldn't wish that upon, you know, the dogs that I stay here with. I wouldn't wish that upon my mother, my grandmother, you, me. I would tell you quickly, just put me out of my misery. I'm sure that air bubble will hurt a lot less than having whatever dis-ease a lot of people have, you know? So let's just remember right now in this moment to just stop and be good to yourself, please. It really isn't that complicated. Now, a lot of you say, well, gosh, how do I do that? Well, if you were 10 years old and you wanted something, what would that be? Go get that. If you're sick of being on a diet, stop doing that dieting for today. Go have your, I don't know, hot fudge sundae or whatever. Makes you happy and makes you remember we really are children at heart. We really are. We just grow up and have bills and stuff and we forget that. You know? We forget. But you deserve to be happy as well. As when you were a child at Christmas. You're just a grown-up child at Christmas now. Your toys have changed. Your desires have changed. But remember, you worked hard today. It's Friday. You got your check. You deserve to go do whatever makes you happy. Well, as long as it don't hurt nobody. You know, I understand, you know, going out to bars isn't my thing. Well, I do like going to bars. I like to see people happy, and they think that they're happy drinking and getting drunk with their friends. And you wake up tomorrow, and you got a hangover or whatever, and you're not so happy, right? But anyway, you know what I mean. Do something that's going to, you know, make you genuinely happy. You know, hopefully that will be something that can also help the world at the same time. But, hey, I'm not going to shit on you. You know, so in remembering your childlike mind and state of being and remembering what mama was like and daddy was like and remembering what it was like to fall in love and like that guy or like that girl and do silly, crazy things and think silly, crazy things. Well, now looking back on it, you know, we can do that now, you know. And just remembering with your spirit that life, your spirit, goes on. It doesn't stop at some point. It's energy. It never dies. So even with grandma, you know, about to cross over, grandpa, your loved one, you know, maybe dying of whatever, you know, let's just send them some love and send yourself some love. So stop and, for those of you, you know, going through troubling times right now, you know, we're always going to have it. It's not going to change. The only thing that's going to change is your outlook on that thing. And no matter what your outlook on that thing, situation, idea, whatever, it can always be worse somehow, way, shape, or form. So let's just take a moment and just and be grateful for that right now, that it's not any worse than what it is. You know, we always say the grass is greener. It really isn't, because when you're next door, the grass is the same color, except they've got, you know, leeches and worms and bugs and poop and, you know, stuff, different stuff than you, that's all. Just different stuff than you. So we're just going to be grateful for the stuff that we have right now and be glad that it's not any extra stuff, and know that you're going to live through this moment, you know? So I'll continue on about my friend and that situation as soon as I take this caller. Go ahead, 617. Go ahead, 617. Okay, I guess 617 just wants to listen. You know, when we get to that troubling point in the road, the cross in the road, the fork in the road, whatever you want to call it, it's hard to remember, it's challenging to remember, that even at that time, you know, my friend, she's going through a trying time because her granny might be crossing over soon. And, you know, seeing people go through that is challenging in itself. And I realize I tend to think about it differently than others. And when it came time for my granny, who I love dearly, I mean, we were close as my skin on me, you know, and it did hurt, and I did cry, and my mother, bless her soul, soothed me in addition to her own self by reminding me that you're still going to talk to her. She just doesn't have any skin. You're still going to see her in your dreams. You're still going to, instead of picking up a phone, you have direct access now. You don't have to wait, you know, till we have, you know, gas money to go get in the car, to drive down there, to do this, to do that. You have direct access. Hey, Nana, and zoom, instantly, they're there, you know. So I hope and pray that this hopefully makes your life a little easier now. Just try, you know, to have a teeny bit, maybe, different perspective. Because, you know, as long as you choose to be in pain, you will. And I know it takes time to work through it. You know, because when my mother crosses over, I might be in the space to take it differently. I hope not, because right now I'm pretty settled with myself, because I always thought I was going to go crazy whenever my mother and or father passed. But I lived through my grandmother's crossing over, and it was a wonderful experience. You know, I was with my sister and my mom, and we're like, we're going to bring her back, we're going to let her go, you know. So all these memories are coming back because of my sister friend's experience, you know. And I think to myself, how am I going to react when I get the call that, you know, your mother is no longer with us. You know, I think I'm just going to say, okay, so, you know, Mom, since you're on the other side and you're a lot closer now, what should I do about da 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 da? You know, I hope so. I think I will. I really do. But, you know, like I said, walking with somebody that's going through it now, we think, it's so interesting because you look back on your life and you say, wow. You know, how, why, you know, how am I going to get through it? It was different then than now, and I'm actually going through it now, and I wasn't then. You know, it's hopefully going to be effortless for me, because I realize, you know, she had a great life. She did what she's supposed to do. She raised 9 children, you know. I'm doing what I know I am supposed to do, so the children that God loaned to me this lifetime, I hope will feel the same as I do. And I hope when you come across this situation, you can take it easier, knowing that you're still going to talk to her. You're going to go to sleep, and Mama's going to talk to you in her sleep, and she's going to appear however you best remember her. What I found out through doing readings since I was 15, they, you know, my mom, my grandma comes to me at the age I best remember her. You know, I remember my dad at the age that I best remember him. Like in my mind now, my mother is always 42 or 45. You know, the picture of her when she was gorgeously stunning with her long, thick hair and her svelte figure and her black dress with her high heels on and her diamond rings that she was so proud to have, you know, bought recently or whatever, and her brand new Biarritz Cadillac. You know, and that's the vision that I have stuck in my head for my mother's memory, you know. And then sometimes I go back to when I was a child playing in her long hair and putting, you know, barrettes and hairpins and stuff, you know. And that's the memory that I hold, you know, for her. And it's just, it brings me great joy and great peace, you know. And it's, I hope, I just hope and pray that, you know, just even one of you listening, it will affect and say, oh, okay, it's not as bad, because eventually you're going to let the pain subside once we stop crying and once we realize we can't just pick up the phone. And, you know, some people do just pick up the phone and still talk to their ancestors, because a lot of people, when they first cross over, if they're strong enough to come through that way, I know many, many, many people still get a phone call from their loved one after they recently just crossed over, you know. I have you know, a lot of readings for people. May say, well, you know, the phone rang, you know, 15 minutes after we got back from the funeral, and, you know, all I heard was static or whatever. Sure, that was mom. That was dad. That was the brother, sister, son, daughter, you know, whomever. Just crossed over, and they were just calling you to say, hey, I'm okay. Calm down. It's okay. It really is okay. You know, it really is okay. So try to know. Whatever you're going through, for those of you who have someone maybe in this, you know, situation where they're choosing or not choosing to cross over or to stay or to get well, or, you know, what, it's their choice. And I hope you all, you know, realize that in a way it is rather selfish of you to want them to stay. I understand that's our humanness to want them to stay for us. But that's kind of selfish, you know. Their role, and this is how I think of it. My mother was my mother to teach me what I needed to know about being the best medium, best spirit, Tasha, I could be. And when her job is over for helping others realize that, then it's okay to go home. She doesn't need to be ill. I don't need to be sick to die, as it were. I need to want to go home, and I can go to bed, go to sleep, go home. You don't have to have a disease. You don't have to have. Now, I'm not saying that that should be that way for everyone, because, you know, my daughter crossed over at 3 months, you know, so a lot of women write to me, oh, you don't know what it's like. You don't have kids. Yeah, I do. I know what it's like to lose my daughter. And I know it was a daughter, my little Imani, who still talks to me in my head and tells me what I want to eat sometimes, you know. It's okay. We grieve, we go through the process, and then you say, okay, whew, I know she's really, you know, Granny's really better off with wings instead of being here in this bogged down, nasty, dirty, icky, germ-ridden body or mind or whatever. You know, okay, I'm not going to be selfish and want her to hang on for me. I'm not going to be selfish and have my, you know, dad, who I don't know really what he died of, they say. But I just know he was ready to go because he was sick of being in pain all the time, you know. Who wants to hang on to that? Who wants to wish anybody that? You're here alive with skin, and I wouldn't wish that upon you now. Excuse me, in your prime of life. I wouldn't wish that upon, you know, like I said earlier, the dog that's here who goes around with a limp, if he's ready to cross over and not be in pain anymore, I wish him that. You know, he's a beautiful spirit. He deserves to be happier. You know, happiest. I would never want to be so selfish to say, hey, stay for me. Even if it was my husband who, I don't know, maybe, you know, my husband, I, you know, met my first love in high school. And, you know, if for some reason we got back together and it was his turn to go, I see you on the other side, babe. Love you. You can go whenever you're ready to go. You know, just like, what's that movie? The Notebook. You know, we can do that with each other, for each other. That's love, letting it go. And again, it's not really so much the pain and agony. Well, for a lot of people it is, you know, and I understand that. I value that. I appreciate your understanding of that. However, the bigger situation is they did what they were supposed to do, and it's time to go home. Let them go. Let them go in love and peace and light so that they can lead the way better, stronger for you and your spirit, you know? And I know you guys can't hear them or see them like I do, but that's why God made people, you know, like me, you know, my sister Nina, my sister Angie, you know, my baby Ryan and Jordan and Chris, you know, that's why God made people like us so you can. You know, stop asking silly questions. Oh, does he love me? Does she love? How about how's my spirit? What does Granny need to tell me about my spirit? You know, how about that? Instead of, oh, does he love me? Because, you know, usually he calls on Saturday night. Crap. I'm sorry to be so blunt, but it's crap. Because if you took care of your spirit, you wouldn't be chasing after him. You men, you wouldn't be chasing after her. You'd be happy with yourself and not thinking, oh, she said she was going to call and all that whiny stuff. You know, we have to remember to be childlike when we are not children. You full grown, remember what it was like to be a child at Christmas, being an adult, remembering your responsibility as a full grown human being. Being human, okay? Let's remember to love ourselves and take it easy on ourselves. Therefore, it'll be easier to understand when Granny needs to cross over, when Grandpa needs to cross over, when our child who has whatever, needs to cross over. And I can understand if my Imani was 10 years old, I would probably look at the situation a teeny bit different. But even I know, as a spiritual being, it was just her time to go back home. I know what it feels like to have a baby growing inside you and then it's not there. So I can only imagine the possibility of seeing her grow just for her to go home. And, you know, as they call it, SIDS, you know, sudden infant death syndrome, or this, or the chicken pox, or the flu, or the cold, whatever, it doesn't matter. It was time for them to go home. Let them go home. They will do you more good over there than here. And I understand you want something to hold and kiss and love. Okay, there's lots of people out in the world that still need loving, kissing and hugging and holding and listening to. There is a lot of children, you know, foster one, adopt one, love one. I always say, you know, I didn't have any children, but I have my spirit children that God loaned to me this lifetime that mean no less to me than Imani did when she was in my womb, you know, no less. So let's all try to just remember, take it down a notch, you know, and just remember love. Love is a vibration. It's not a thing. It's not a I love you, Tosh. It's, you know, it's your energy to my energy. And that's just a word that we use. That's just a word that's convenient for us to use since we humans need something to communicate to another human about our emotional state. Spirit to spirit, our spirits don't need to have words. Our spirit is just vibrational frequency, like we are. But we have skin, and we forget that. So we bump our head, and we forget. But you're just a spirit. We are a spirit in a shell. I'm not a shell that takes on a spirit. You understand what I mean, everyone? So let's just treat ourselves better. So you could treat grandma better and love her enough to let her go. Love that dog enough to let him, you know, cross over and protect you from the other side, you know? Stop being selfish, people, and just hang on for me. Hang on for me, but I love you. I don't want you to go. That's not love. I don't love you and want to see you in pain and agony because, you know, that's generally what we humans feel, think, do, be. It's not about the flesh. It's about the spirit. Remember your spirit. And in spirit, I don't want you in agony. I don't want you having bills and debt and lack of food and lack of this and lack of that. There is no lack in spirit. You think the thing and it's there instantly. You know, which is the thing I'm daily working on in my own life. Just as soon as I think the thought, the deed is done. You know? Did you hear me? Think the thought. Think beautiful thoughts. Words are things, thoughts are things. And if you don't think Granny can pick up on that, or Uncle, or Susie, or Charlie, or Sam, or whoever you're going today at, I don't know, 7 o'clock in the hospital to go see, then you got another thing coming, because they're a spirit just like we are. We can sense that. Animals sense that, except animals are a lot smarter. They pay attention to their intuition. You know, we're like, did I really hear that? Well, you know, Tasha said on Wednesday, and it really happened. Ooh, I can't believe it. Cancel, cancel, cancel. Look at what you're saying. You know, and I'm no less human than you. Yes, I had a little tune-up reading last night, and I know I can have anything, I can be anything, I can do anything my soul desires, you know? So I desire right now just to tell you and remind you, you are a spirit. Love yourself. And then like ripples in the pond, let that love spread out over to everything. I don't care if you are a dog person, cat person, snake person, spider person, whatever person. Let that love radiate outward to everything. Everything has vibration, not just you. You know? Love everything. I mean, dang. You say, well, Tasha, chair doesn't have, you know, vibration. How do you know it was a tree before? A tree had vibration. Do you think that changed just because it's now morphed into a tree by man's hand? A blade of grass has a vibration. A snail, a slug, a bumblebee, the dog that's barking in the background because she wants me to go pet her. She has a vibration. We all have a vibration. We all need some loving vibration. Remember love.
Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and The Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical.
Okay,
at 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister, bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. The first Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Arvel Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at arvelbird.com and get a hold of all of Arvel's wonderful music. You're listening to The Angels Network with Tasha Harris on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to the program.
Six 17, did you have a question, honey? Okay, I guess not. So now that we've heard Bea Delosier's wonderful voice, and we can be still and get ready for our childlike weekend, I hope you all realize how important it is to spirit to just sometimes be still before you go out tonight and be good to yourself, or any time, you know? Stop texting and running around from pillar to post, as Granny would say, and just be still sometimes, you know? I tell my clients, you know, go to the bathroom, since that's the place that we respect each other's privacy. You know, go to the bathroom, just sit there for 2 minutes and just visualize something positive. Visualize yourself in a a waterfall, you know, just sitting there underneath the beautiful splashes of water, and to remember your spirit and have a nice little chat with God and say, hey, you know, how am I doing? Maybe talk with Granny, maybe talk with Grandpa, the daughter, the son, the dog, the cat, the bird, you know, whatever. Just sit there for a minute. It's okay. We don't always have to keep going. You know, I'm really, truly blessed to be in such a place out in the country, the real country. You know, where my nearest neighbor is like 2 miles away. With all these beautiful animals here on probably what seems to most a farm, you know. And I just go have a talk with the chickens, and I talk to the birds and the dogs and the baby chickens and the tons of blue jays and, you know, other critters that come along. You know, say, hey, do you remember me? Were we in another lifetime together? What was that like, you know? And I tell my higher self, let me dream what that was like, you know? I want to know. Tree. Yeah, I talk to the trees, too. One of those weird tree-hugging type people, you know? I go for a walk, and around the corner, there's a grove of, I think they're eucalyptus trees. They smell really good. And I just, you know, hope that they don't shoot me for being on their property. And I just go touch and talk to the trees, and I go what I call free shopping, you know, and I pick up leaves that are, you know, on the ground already, and feathers and little bits of wood and, you know, whatnot to put in my healing crystal grids, you know, because everything is energy, and, you know, may as well use that energy to hopefully harness the healing properties in it, so then I can bless and heal some people that need blessing and healing, you know, a new job, or, you know, bless their, you know, baby that's growing in their womb, or whatever. There's billions of different types of life situations, and I want to help you be blessed with them all. Like, I'm going to go bless Cookie in a minute so she can calm down. So, you know, it's just really important for us all to remember our spirit. And if you've seen any of my videos on any of my 5 different YouTube channels, mainly Tasha Loves You, you know, that's the one thing I say a lot. And I end with love yourself. Go love yourself. And I start with generally remember your spirit. Did you remember your spirit today? What did it need? Did you hear it? Did you listen to your spirit? Did it say, hey, let's go get drunk Friday night? I doubt it. But your body said, hey, let's go get drunk Friday night, and you're going to listen to your body over your spirit, which is, okay, I pray you peace, you know? Not saying I'm not shitting on you. I'm just saying I hope you have a reasonably good time with your family, friends, loved ones, whatever, that you can get home safely and remember it, you know? But back to, you know, crossing over, I get a lot of kids in my life, thank God, you know, that are just so wonderful and so intelligent and use their wonderful gifts to the best of their ability, you know, and I know a lot of adults that are scared to use, you know, their gifts. But I tell them, you know, you want to see Granny or Grandpa cross over, now would be a good time to, you know, call on them and use them. They have to work like we have to work. We work on the other side without the physical, and they help us on this side, that for those of us that are still in the physical. You know, we work hand in hand. So let's use that. Let's harness that energy so we can know about that, I don't know, pole that's going to pop up out of the ground and we're going to hit our head on it. We could be forewarned. To be forewarned is to be forearmed, you know. And hopefully do better. Make better choices, you know. And a lot of people, okay, my experience I'll share with you of the doctor saying I was diabetic. I didn't say I was diabetic. I said the doctor said he thought I was diabetic. And, you know, and he's like, you know, Tasha, you're handling this well. Are you okay? And I'm like, well, I can't see. But, you know, and I know my brain is, marbles aren't all back in the right holes yet, but I know that they will be, you know, and do what it takes to get it done. And you just do it. God, I'm not going to sit around boo-hooing, crying, and, oh, poor me. No, that's a waste of time. I go home, I go look up Louise Hay, you know, diabetes is caused spiritually because of this, this, and this. Okay, fix it. I fixed it. You know, and life goes on. My life goes on. You don't have to go on if you don't want to, but I'm not going to listen to you complain about it either. Excuse me. I'll listen to you for a minute, a moment in time, and then either you want to do better and get well, or you don't. If you don't, I'll just let somebody else come and listen to you. I choose to get better so that I can be a healer, be a teacher, be the best one I can be, so then I can teach my other students or children, you know, how to do it. You have this, well, did you try this, this, and this? Well, try that. See if that works. If that don't work, at least you know now. Well, try this, this, and this. And you try that, and you try this. And you just keep trying, trying, trying until you find what works for you, and then do that. Raise your vibration, so then you are never, quote-unquote, sick. You are never at dis-ease. You know, life isn't always meant to be stressed out and angry and bitter and full of angst and, well, you know, Shaquandra has, you know, an IROC-Z and I want one and I didn't get one and, you know, God, you took my child. Why did my child have to die? Really? Come on. Remember, spirit, I still talk to my daughter. I still talk to my granny, my grandpa. I still talk to everyone, and much easier. There's no long-distance bill. You know, there's no putting gas in the car to go see them. I just meditate, close my eyes, and I can see them just fine. You know? So, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is challenging to do, but I also know it is possible. It's possible for you to just choose to one day say, I'm going to get past this somehow. And I choose to get past it somehow. And I'm going to, you know, listen on granny, listen grandpa, uncle, cousin, whatever, you know, and heed their advice. You know, say, oh, well, I had a dream grandpa told me to, you know, go fishing. Well, it might not really mean fishing. It might just mean go look for something that you want. Because you and grandpa like fishing. And maybe that was one of your favorite memories with grandpa, you know. So go find something that's going to make you as happy as you were with Grandpa fishing. And do that for yourself. Come on. Everything doesn't have to be taken literally. You know? Do something to make yourself happy. You know? It makes me happy sitting here putting all these little curlicues in jewelry. So I take my stones and I wrap wire around it so that that crystal can heal you so that you can be happier in life. You say, well, Tasha, crystals don't really have any healing property. Why not? You know, like they're saying from long ago, God don't make junk. Now, if you don't believe in God, that's a whole different show. I'm talking to the ones who do and use it, okay? So this little tiny rose quartz is going to help heal my heart. Well, I don't understand. But you know what? At least you're trying. Fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. Do you want to get better and lead a happy, successful, beautiful life? You know, and a lot of people tell me, well, Tasha, you live in a 23-foot trailer. How happy is that? It's pretty big, gosh darn happy, because at least I've got food in my refrigerator, I've got a roof over my head, and I have my spirits talking to me, telling me how to do it better next time. Did you hear me? So being in a situation, you still have to choose, or not. You don't have to. I'm sorry, I'm not shitting on you. It'd probably be a good idea just to choose to be happy. And I think myself, and I thank God for this wonderful, beautiful, glorious lesson. I mean, I am so blessed. All I have to do is get up in the morning, open my trailer door, walk about 3 feet, and I've got fruit on about 25 different trees here. So I just go around collecting breakfast. I come back in, watch my YouTube videos before I start looking for another job or, you know, start my jewelry project for you to buy so you could be healed, or start my class on 2 Minutes with Tosh or how to reach your angel teachers and guides. Sure, it's all a blessing, and I am so grateful for that grapevine that's out there that feeds me every day. You know, the new little puppy that's here in the background because he wants love and attention. Cookie loves her little heart. You know, she has yet to realize sometimes you can't get petted all the time, you know. And just like we adult humans, we can't always, you know, be lovey-dovey and mushy-mushy. So I have to do that for myself. And I remember, I hear my granny's voice. I see my granny in her favorite green, light green sweater. Love yourself. If you want a man to do it to you, do it for yourself first. Send yourself some flowers. Send yourself a card. And, you know, put it in the mail, because by the time you get it back, trust me, you will have forgotten that you sent it. And when you get it, you're going to be like, aw, I love myself. I'm just so stinking cute, you know? And go in the mirror and tell yourself, I love you. I love you. You're the best Tasha in the whole wide world, galaxy, universe, and whatever's bigger than that. You know, I do. I do exactly what Libby Tay says. I have a mirror sitting right here, and I tell myself I love you every day. I am the best company there is for Tasha. I'm the best spirit there is for Tasha. And in knowing that, I know that there are people who are only here for a short amount of time, quote unquote, because, you know, on the other side, there is no such thing as time. That's why when you get a reading and you say, hey, Nina, when is such going to happen? I don't know. Probably within the next 3 months. What do you mean probably? I don't know. There's no such thing as time. I see a three, maybe it's 3 months. Try that. See if it works for you. Better yet, just work on it. If you work on yourself, you love yourself, things will happen quicker. They will. You know, stop chasing after some guy, some girl, some ex, whatever. And just love yourself right now, right here, right now. Love you. Don't look in the mirror. You are the best you that there is. And you are so much bigger than you will ever know yourself to be right now in this very second. And since there's no such thing in time, and right now, and you're better now, and now, and now, and now, you know, every second, every millisecond, everything changes. So that's why I say, you're better now. Oh, now, and now, and now. Yeah, you are. You're the most beautiful thing on God's green earth. Don't you know that? Don't you know that? I am so beautiful. I am the most beautiful person you would ever want to know, be in vibration with. Just trust me. I know. I know Tasha. She's a great person. You know, she's a great reader. She's a great teacher. She's a great jewelry maker. I may not make jewelry how you like, but you know what? I like it. And a few hundred other people out there like it too. Just like I love and appreciate you. He said, oh, you don't even know me. How do you say I love you? My spirit loves you. It doesn't matter what you look like, what clothes you have on. If you're wearing, I can't even think of a name, Prada or Yves Saint Laurent or Gucci or any other people's names that you put on your butt. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. That's the least thing that matters in life. That is the least. You know, keeping up with the Joneses and doing this and doing that. You know? What do you really think your spirit has to say about you having to go and get an IROC-Z, whatever that is, or in my case, a Ford F-150, just to keep up with the Joneses and the Smiths of the world? How sad is that? Such a dull existence. How about just being you? And if you is a beer and not champagne, have a beer and enjoy it, ice cold, with your favorite, I don't know, hoagie or Doritos, whatever, burnt bologna sandwich with cheese. I mean, you know, that is the smallest thing to have your soul spend time thinking about. Really? Come on. If you want to spend time thinking about keeping up with the Joneses, how about sending, you know, 50 cents to some, I don't know, foster care system around the corner from you in your town? There's billions and billions of children that go to bed hungry every night. Feed one of them. That'll help your soul. instead of buying that, I don't know, $200 purse or something, I don't know. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm a purse gal, and I do like my wig. I don't have to have the $300 wig. I don't have to have the $300 purse. The purse at the thrift store for 50 cents would do me just fine. The wig on sale for $10 would do me just fine. I feel just as pretty. Which just means my soul shines brighter now, you know? Well, actually, that's reversed. You know what I mean. But really, and not just the quote-unquote death of a human being. Let's get rid of all the other garbage we don't need in our lives. You sitting up here worrying about, you know, Nina's business and Ryan's business and Chris's business. Stay out of everybody else's business and mind yours. Granny, as most of you know from my YouTube video, would always say, God made 24 hours in a day, 12 for you to mind your own and the other 12 for you to stay out of mine. Mind your own business. Stop, well, Nina, I heard you talk to, you know, Betty the other day. So is she, it ain't none of your business about Betty. Why don't you go ask Betty about Betty? If you must know, but the thing is, you don't need to know. Mind your own business. Stop having to be, you know, keep up on the P's and Q's of others. Mind your own P's and Q's. Do you have any P's and Q's? Really, come on now. What does your spirit say about that? How does your spirit feel about, well, you know, I heard, I'll wait. Mm-hmm. Don't usually feel too good because it goes, because your spirit's like, it ain't none of your business. You mind your own business. Why don't you go give that quote-unquote bum on the sidewalk 50 cents so he can, you know, get, oh, excuse me, 99 cents, so he can go to McDonald's and get a hamburger. Put something in his stomach. Better yet, if you're on your way to McDonald's or, you know, salad choice for vegans or whatever, throw him an apple. Throw him a gallon of water so he can rinse himself off with instead of stepping over him saying, ugh, how disgusting. Why don't you kill that? Let that be a death you can be happy about. The death of negativity. The death of negative words. The death of you not using your spirit to its full capacity. How about that death? Let's kill that noise, you know? Let's kill the notion of, oh, well, you know, I have to gossip about this and gossip about that. No, you don't. The only thing you need to do is mind your business, go look in the mirror, and fix that wart on your own nose. And you sitting up here telling Susie, oh, your butt's too big. Ooh, you had a operation. What'd you have that for? You still look like a raccoon. What, really? Really? We don't have anything else to do but mind other people's business? No. Go sit down and mind your own darn business. You know, fix your soul. You know how that saying go? When you point, you still have three fingers pointing back at you. Yeah, look at those three fingers compared to that one. You're pointing at Sally Susie because you want her man, or you want his man, or you want that dog, or that car, or that necklace, or. It's all irrelevant. What does your spirit say? That's why you're sick. That's why you have lack. You know? People say, well, Tasha, you're lacking a whole bunch. You don't have your own house. You don't have this. I say, yeah, but I got thousands of dollars worth of bees. I'm happy. I got chain in the mail today. I can create something in my palace, in my little tin palace Lucy. That's what I call her, Lucy. You know, or on my veranda, my little table outside of my palace. Out here in my veranda is in my little garden area, you know. It's all good. It's all good. Not just something, all good. And it's not just a saying that kids say it's all good. It's all good. All good. All of it. Every single thing you say, well, it's bad. We have wars. We have this. We have that. I had a cold. I had the flu. I have gonorrhea. I have AIDS. It's all good. It's a lesson you obviously needed to learn. And yeah, when I was out of my mind in the hospital for 8 days, not knowing who I was, it was all good because I know exactly who I am now and how not to do that again. It's all good. Every experience I ever had in life is all good. So, when women come to me, and I have a lot of women every day see my videos, well, how did you get over being raped? Well, how did you get over being, molested? How did you get over being abused? That's a whole different show. But I'm just saying, I chose to. There you go. That's question answered in a nutshell. If you want to hear the whole thing, Tasha Loves You on YouTube. You know? It's a choice. I choose not to hang on to you and bleed you dry just because you were kind to me once in life. No. I give back. I give back every week. I give you something. I give my subscribers to, TashasTouch.com. I give my subscribers something every week just because I know it's the right thing to do. I made something. I don't like it. Well, you know what? Somebody else does. Why? I just give it away. You know? And in that case, I don't even mind paying $1 for postage. You're not going to get it right away, obviously. Might take 2 weeks at $1 postage rate, But you're still going to get it eventually. Just love yourself. When you love yourself, everything opens up. The doors open. The windows open. The screens open. And gets rid of all the dust and cobwebs and dirt and shit. Get rid of the shit in your life by loving yourself. Let that old negative, funky, junky idea go. Step out on a limb. Go get that little teeny bit better car. It's not your Cadillac, but you know what? You went from a, 1962 VW to a 1977 Honda hatchback. Step out on faith. Work it. Because I'm telling you, once you step out on faith, the universe rises to meet that and gives it to you on a silver platter if you can see it in your mind's eye. Many people can't, and they lose their good. You say, well, nothing good ever happens to me. That's a lie. That is a spiritual lie you tell yourself. You got your good. You just messed it up by saying, oh, no, Tosh, that can't be meant for me because nothing good ever happens to me. And you let it go on to the next person, like me, who says, oh, I get everything I ask for. Yeah, I do. I ask for beads. People give me beads. I asked Nina, hey, next time you come across a chain for $5 for 12 feet of chain, let me know. She gives me chain. I said, hey, I'm looking for a black flat crystal to put with this. Somebody gave me a flat crystal to go with the piece that I made yesterday, and now I can finish that to bless somebody else with it. It's not that hard, and I know a lot of our older parents didn't raise us to ask for stuff, but a closed mouth still does not get fed. Therefore, when you let go of the negativity, you let go of Granny, you let her cross over, your cousin or brother or the dog, the cat, and you can prosper, because now you can hear them clearer in your head, morning, noon, or night. When you're lonely and crying and agonizing, they're there. They're there. Okay? Let's all just remember they are there. We just have to reach our vibration up. Okay? And knowing that and feeling hopefully a little bit better this Friday, this glorious, glorious Friday. I wish you all were here with me to hear the birds singing. Oh, little bird popped up on the fence. That's probably about 1 foot from my window, staring at me, because it's wondering where my voice is coming from. I'm assuming it's so beautiful. I wish you were here. But since you're not, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. If anyone out there is ever in need of some love, TashaSpeaks@gmail.com. I'm big enough to share it. I'm a big girl. I got lots of love to give. I got big shoulders to listen to you. Big heart to let you in. Call, write, text, something. Google me, Tasha Harris. I'm a pretty plump one. Not the movie star or the basketball star. I wish you love, peace, and joy. Be in a higher vibration. Love yourself. Have a beautiful Friday. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye.